I have enjoyed being with you this morning, especially there has been a lot of enthusiasm as you have worshiped today.
很高兴今天跟大家在一起，而且在你们中间，大家都是很有高昂的情绪的在我们中间。
Again, forgive me for sitting down to preach today, but it's a whole lot easier not to worry about is my leg going to go numb, or am I going to forget what I have to say?
希望你们原谅我，我今天是坐着在讲道，因为这样子的话呢，我的脚不会麻，它不会变成麻木了，而且我就不会忘记我的要该讲什么东西。
God has laid a lot on my heart to share with you this morning from His Word.
神把他的话语很多在我放在我心中有负担跟大家交通出来。
I especially enjoy when you have the time of greeting and welcoming all the new people who are here for the first time.
我实在很高兴看到的，尤其是看到你们大家对今天新来的人，大家新来的朋友都有时间跟他去交通，跟他去欢迎他。
That's what the church body is all about. It's being able to welcome people and to build relationships with each other.
教会的功用就是要欢迎新来人，而且要跟大家彼此联络合适。
The Bible talks about us building relationships not only with each other, but building a relationship with God and Jesus because of what He has done for us.
圣经告诉我们说，我们不但要跟弟兄姐妹彼此建立关系，而且我们要跟耶稣基督，还有跟天父，我们大家都要建立很好的关系。
The Bible says that we're to pray for one another, we're to pray for the sick, we're to pray for those who are in need. And I'm grateful this morning that that was done.
我们今天知道圣经告诉我们说，我们要为我们有需要的祷告，我们有病痛的祷告，那我们今天都一样一样都做到了。
I have several personal friends who have been up in the Paradise area who've lost everything.
我有些朋友住在那个 Paradise， 就是天堂市，那他失去了他们所有的房子，所有的东西。
I thank God that they're all okay and they are starting their life all over again without anything.
至少他们的自己的生命都还好，但是他们所有的东西都失去了，要从头开始。
If you have studied the scripture any, you know that we read again and again in scripture that God is in control of everything.
你知道我们念圣经念了多少次都说神是掌管一切。
I don't have all of the answers of why certain things happen in our life and we go through certain things, but I know that God loves us and wants the very best for us.
我不知道这些事情会发生在我们身上，但是我知道，深深知道神爱我们，神所有的事情发生的时候，神都有他的目的。
This morning I want to talk to you about building a space between the things that pressure us and the stress that we go through.
那今天我要跟早上要跟大家要讲的是，我们要建立跟神有关系，然后跟我们自己弟兄姐妹有交通。
I read a little story that's a bit humorous, so let me begin with this story, and it's okay to laugh as I conclude it.
我要念一个故事给大家讲，然后大家听完以后是绝对是非常有礼貌的，你们要可以大笑的话，尽量笑出来。
There was a man who delivered various animals and pets to various stores around the area.
有一个人他是到处地方去送这些小动物到各地方去。
On one given day, he had a little helper with him that was watching and observing what he was doing as he was taking the pets from store to store.
而且他是从一个小的动物店到另外一个动物店，有一个人就跟到他一起，有一天在跟到他在看他怎么去把动物送到各地。
As the man would stop at each store when he had delivered the pets to the particular store, he would then take a 2x4 and begin to bang it on the side of his truck.
而且他就有一天他把这些动物放过去了，然后他就到一个店里，他就把拿一个2x4的那个长的木条子在他的 truck 上在那打，重重的打。
After he did this a few times, his little helper began to ask questions. Why do you do this after we stop every time?
他说每次他觉得做完以后，有那个跟到人说，哎，你为什么每次都要停着说重重的用那个 大的木条子搭进的那个卡车。
The man said, "It's very simple. My truck is only built to carry 2 tons."
Yeah, 我这简单的话，我的那个卡车只能够装2吨重的东西。
And today, my load in the truck is 4 tons of canaries.
那我今天已经装了4吨的那 canary 鸟。
So I need to bang on the side of the truck so that each time I can be legal and I have 2 tons of canaries in the air.
所以我就在卡车上一直拼命地打，所以这样子我就变成合法的超过2吨的鸟。
Have you ever felt that you have been so loaded with everything you wish there was somehow you could just throw everything up in the air?
所以你各位弟兄姐妹，你们看到你们在生活中是重担是不是很重的？你愿意把这重担通通扔掉，到飞到天上去？
There's often times when we are so stressed out and so overloaded that we just say, "I am tired. I don't know what to do."
常常知道我们太over 就是太。负担不能超过了，就说算了，我通通给它扔到天上去了。
You that drive cars, let me ask you a little question take a little survey. You don't have to answer out loud.
我就是在这里做一个调查，你不必用大声回答。
How at what time do you fill up your gas tank? When it's half done, three quarters done, it's empty, or after it says it's empty?
你对你家的汽车什么时候加油？是它完全说完全都油没有了，或者是还有1/3的时候，或者是还有一半的时候。
Let me ask you a second question now, and you can answer by raising your hand.
让我那个第二个问题问你，你可以愿意回答的，你去请举手。
Have you ever run out of gas?
你开车的人有没有在这开的没有汽油了？
I have my hand up. Thank you for your honesty.
我谢谢各位举手人，你们都很老实，我也举手。
It is interesting that even in life, as we look at the analogy of a car, it applies to us physically, emotionally, relationally, and spiritually as well.
所以我们虽然是这样子，我们在我们这个整个的在我们身体上，在这个精神上，在思想上，常常有。同样的情况发生。
There are several reasons why we run out of gas in life's experience.
有很多的理由在我们生活中间，我们的汽车没有油了。
And again, each of these things I'm going to mention parallel our physical, our emotional, our spiritual and relational aspects of life.
这个我这些一个一个事情我要讲的是对我们整个的这个。情感上、这个智上、身体上有一些平衡的焦点之处。
The reason we run out of gas is sometimes we do not start with a full tank.
一个原因说我们这个汽车里没有油了，是因为我们开车的时候没有把汽油加满。
How you start your day sets your day.
是啊，你这个一天起来该开始，你一天工作，你到底是准备了多少？
Sometimes we run out of gas because we're too busy to pause and refuel.
常常我们这个汽车里没有油，是我们没有空去加油，所以就没有油。
Another reason is we're unaware of hidden leaks that are draining us.
另外一个原因是我们的汽油的油箱它有一个漏，你不知道它慢慢就漏光了。
The biggest categories is relationships and responsibilities.
这个就是最大，就是我们这跟汽车的关系是怎么样子。
Another reason that we run out of gas is we ignore the owner's manual.
而第二个这个原因就是说，可能是我们没有看这个驾驶这个汽车的指南。
You remember that the Bible says on the seventh day we're to rest?
那个你们记得圣经上告诉我们在第七天我们要安息。
Another reason is hurry.
另外一个原因就是我们常常都是很匆忙。
I asked you the question this morning, what's the speed of your life today?
我要问你，在你的生命中，今天是已经跑了几个里一个小时。
Another is being distracted.
然后另外一个就是你完全被这个不能集中，你完全被旁边 把你的思想带到另外地方去。
Some of the things that distract us is sleep, is weight, irritability, relationships, and how patient we are.
很多的事情就是说你没有睡觉，然后你的情绪不好，你的跟你的家人不好，而且你根本糊里糊涂了。
Sometimes the things that drag us down is being overloaded.
还有一个原因就是实在是很多事情通通堆到这样，你已经是不能负担，已经超过你能够承担的重量。
Trying to carry more than we are capable of doing.
而且你想负担到一个重量是超过你能负担的重量。
Maybe another reason we run out of gas physically, emotionally, and spiritually is because of pressure.
另外一个原因就是说，由于这些所有的压力，使得你的精神上、使你身体上、使你的所有的负担上能够所忍受的。
Maybe it's pride。
还有一个原因就是你自己的心里的骄傲。
But I believe that one of the most significant things is that we leave no space or no breathing room between what God has created us to be able to do and the stress level。
而且常常。我们没有把这个留一个空间在神给我们所能忍受所能有能力去做的，而且我们所把我们的这个所有的事情都做到说我们都不能负担的。
God wants us to live with margins in our life or to have breathing room.
这个神很清楚，常常要我们中间我们能做的还有我们做了多少中间要留一点缓冲的地带。
The reason physically is so that we don't wear out.
因为这个在我们这个身体上，我们就说不要做到身疲力尽。
Spiritually is so that we're not defeated or tempted to do things that does not please God or others.
在我们的心灵上，我们没有做到说常常做到说我们做的这个是没有这个把神的叫我们所做的完全没有做出来。
He wants us to have breathing room, emotionally.In our relationships that we have with one another.
所以神叫我们在我们这在这我们这所有的在精神上情感上要跟神的关系中间有一个空间。
Financially, he wants us to have breathing room to avoid the pressure of debt.
在我们这个我们财务上，我们神也要中间有个空间。我们常常要有一个空间，让我们的所花的跟我们所赚的。
And another area that God wants us to build a margin in is our time, the way we schedule things, that we are not always rushed.
另外一个就是说，在我们在时间上的控制上，我们永远有空间，有个缓冲，我们做到多少，中间总归有一个空间可以有什么事情发生可以。
In the next few minutes, I want to talk about how to keep our tank filled from the verse in Matthew that we read.
所以我们今天念的是这个马太福音，这里面告诉我们说，我们怎么样子使得我们能够有一个空间，让我们可以做到神圆满。
There are several points from this verse that we can learn that will help us to keep our tank filled and keep us from being stressed out.
所以在这一节里面告诉我们说，我们把我们的油可以怎么样可以加满，而且我们不会被所有的压力的透不过气来。
I know it was suggested that you learn or memorize the passage of scripture that we looked at this morning.
我知道你今天已经在这里念了这一节圣经，都可能被背出来了。
Let me encourage you to go back this afternoon and read it, and read the next two verses that follow along as well.
然后非但是二十这个。二十八节，然后我们现在二十九节跟三十节，你们今天下午回去的时候可以再念一下。
But let me help you see what God has for us today and how we can keep our tank filled and build the space and breathing room that God wants us to have that will honor Him.
神要我们就是说把我们这个所有的那个油箱加满，但中间要告诉我们说，我们永远有一点缓冲的。
The first thing that it suggests to us is that we need to get fed up with how we've been living.
所以我们一定要在我们怎么样生活，我们要一定要给他知道怎么样去慢慢的去做。
Brothers and sisters, nothing starts happening in your life until you become dissatisfied with the way you are.
没有什么事情可以发生。直到你觉得说你的在你生命中间你觉得很不了了。
Sometimes that requires pain as well.
常常是需要你感觉到疼痛的时候才去做。
In the verse of scripture we read, it said, if you are tired from carrying heavy burdens,
这里今天的圣经上说，当你觉得说重担已经压到你不能忍受的时候，
The question this morning that God would ask of us, are you tired of running on empty?
所以今天的问题就是说，神说你是不是油箱已经没有了，你还在那里走？
Are you fed up with the pace of your life?
而且说你在你人生你自己的这个所有的日程中间都已经是没办法这个控制这个本进让它进行太快了。
Are you willing to do something about it?
然后你愿意是不是要修改一下？
Are you willing to say I've had enough and I refuse to live this way any longer?
你是不是要说啊，做我已经到了没办法，我这样做一面，我愿意能够完全改弦更张。
You say, God, somehow I'm going to change and to be another individual.
所以你会对说，我要改一下，我要完全变一个人了。
So the verse asks a question.
这一节圣经给我们一个问题。
Are you tired of carrying your heavy burdens?
你是不是对你这个重担感觉得太重太累？
The answer then this morning is to get dissatisfied and give up carrying those burdens.
所以你要觉得说这个回答说你要觉得这件事情我已经不能够再负担下去，我要改变了。
The next thing I find in this verse that we looked at is come to Jesus.
第二个就是叫我们可以一定要到耶稣面前来。
First suggestion is to get fed up. The second suggestion is come to Jesus.
第一个这里说，感觉这个重担太重了。第二个就是我们要到神那里来。
The Bible says we're to bring the good, the bad, the frustrating, the painful, the shameful, the exhausting. We bring everything to God.
所以圣经上告诉我们，把好的、坏的、所有神不能忍受的、所有一切都不可告人的，通通带到神面前。
The verse says, "Come to me, and I will give you rest."
他说，到我这里来的人，我就可以使你们得安息。
Question this morning, then, who are we to come to?
问题是我们到谁那里去
？And what is the promise?
这个神给我们的这个允许是什么
？It doesn't say come to religion, rules, rituals, or regulations.
他这里告诉我们，这不是我们到宗教里面，我们不是到教规来，我们不是到这教条来。
It doesn't say to come to a plan of management.
我们不是到这里制造这样一个我们可以整管理我们的时间
，or a program for stress，
或者到一个进入到一个整个一个计划中间去做
，or a philosophy pill，
或者到一个拿到一个哲学。
It says come to a person, come to Jesus。
这里告诉我们要到神这里来，到耶稣基督这里来。
In the Bible, people came to Jesus with different reasons。
在圣经里面，人到耶稣这里来是有不同的原因。
Some came for forgiveness.
有人来是要得到赦免
Healing, advice.
得到医治，然后得到这个劝诫
Eternal life.
得到永生
Jesus didn't care why. He just said, "Come."
耶稣没有管说你为什么愿意到这里，只是说你要来
Jesus says in another place in the Bible, "Whoever comes to me, I will never reject." In other words, I'll never turn them away.
耶稣说，不管你们神愿意到我们这里，我绝对拒绝你。
What Jesus promises rest for the soul.
在耶稣给我们的这个允许是说，我们在这个得到心灵上得到安息。
Isn't it good news this morning when we come to Jesus, we can come with our tensions, our anxiety, our hurry, and our worry, and He'll meet us just where we're at.
所以真的是一个好的消息，我们到神面前，当我们有这个很大的压力、很大的这个忧虑、很大的这个一切不知道怎么办，那一切的重担都可以到神耶稣面前来。
What is really needed is time with God.
真正所需要的就是我们要花一点时间跟神在一起。
I have said to you time and time again, as I have shared with you.
而且我跟你在这里常常一直讲过了又讲过了，一直又讲的。
One of the most important things for us as believers is time alone with God.
最要紧的最要紧的最要紧的就是说我们要跟神有一点单独相处的时间。
Time where we set away to meditate, to think about God's love, to count our blessings.
然后我们要到神面前来，在神面前默想，到神面前跟神有关系，然后要思想数算神给我们的恩典。
And to talk to God and let Him talk to us.
然后我们要跟神当面去跟他交通讲话，让神给我们讲话。
Well, we've looked at a couple things from this verse. We need to get fed up with the way we're living.
我们这里想说，我们要说我们现在对我们这个生活已经乱七八糟了。
We need to come to Jesus.
我们要到耶稣基督面前来。
And the next thing I discover in this verse is we need to give up control.
那下面来讲，就是我们要把我们自己的控制交出去。
The reason for overload is we try to control things too much.
我们自己常常负担太多，就是我们愿意常常要自己要控制我们能够负担的东西。
We think everything depends on me.
我们想想，所有的事情都是我来做，我来做。
I must hold it together.
我来做，我要把所有的事情抓着，把所有事情都抓在我手上。
Listen, brothers and sisters, the greater your need to control, the more overload and stress you will experience.
弟兄姐妹，告诉你。假如说你要想自己要想控制这一切的话，就说你所变成不能负担的更大。
The next verse in verse 29 it talks to us about two solutions for our life.
在二十九节这样子给我们两个这个解答。
The Bible says, "Take my yoke upon you."
然后是说把我的重担放在你身上。
Let me take a moment just to explain what this means.
让我来解释给你们。
A yoke is a wooden frame that joins two farm animals together.
这个轭就是说是把两个动物放到一起，就是牛啊马放到一起，给它放到他们的肩上。
The purpose of the yoke is to share and lighten the load.
这个所有的轭就是说让这两个不同的动物咱就一起来共同负担这个重量。
The Bible says two animals can team up and it becomes easier.
圣经告诉我们说两个动物可以完全成一组去负这个轭。
The Bible says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
这个圣经上告诉我说我的轭是是轻省的，我的担子是不重的。
And my yoke fits perfectly.
而且我的轭是可以在你身上适合的放在你身上。
Let me give you a couple important truths here.
让我给你再分析下面的几点。
The yoke that the Bible is talking about is a symbol of partnership.
这个轭是说我们跟神是一同去一起分担。
You see, we were not designed to carry the load ourselves.
我们每个人都不是说神的创造我们计划是让我们自己去担。我们自己。
Jesus says, "I'll take part of it on as well."
耶稣给我们说，他愿意跟我们一起分担。
Jesus doesn't add to the load; he shares it with us.
耶稣没有更增加重担，而且耶稣只是来给我们分担这一切重担。
Listen to what the Bible says.
你们听，看这个圣经怎么讲。
Pile your troubles on God's shoulders.
把你们所有的重担放在。耶稣的肩上。
He'll carry your load and he will help you out.
然后他跟你去分担了，然后他就要把你帮忙，你一起来负。
Brothers and sisters, God has a stronger back than you.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹，神的肩是比我们的肩更坚固。
Jesus says,
耶稣说，
"Join with me and I'll pull the load with you."
而且跟我在一起，我就跟你一起来负这个重担。
So the yoke is a symbol of partnership, and next, the yoke is a symbol of control.
所以这个这个轭就是说，我们是跟它是一同有这种共同。
It's used to guide the animals.
但是这个轭是将来是使得动物在它有轭在身上，它可以照你的意思去做。
When I am yoked with Jesus, we move together in the same direction and at the same pace.
假如我们跟神负一个轭的话，我们跟神就一起是同一个方向，同一个步骤。
The yoke keeps us from going off on our own and getting in trouble.
这个轭就使得不是说照我们的步调速度去做，而且是跟神一起做。
The Bible says, since we live by the Spirit,
圣经告诉我们，我们是靠着灵而活。
Let us keep in step with the Spirit.
所以我们也要靠着灵，一切一步步顺着灵去做。
The Bible further says, our lives get in step with God by letting Him set the pace.
所以圣经更告诉我们说，我们跟灵在一起，就是说我们完全是照着灵的步骤。
As I read the Bible, I discover that Jesus was never in a hurry.
而且照我所念的圣经上说，耶稣从来没有说很匆忙的做一件事情。
And you won't be either if you're connected to Christ.
所以当我们跟耶稣基督连在一起，我们就很从容的去负这个轭。
Jesus says, "Take my yoke."
耶稣说，负我的轭。
It's an exchange.
这是一个。
I exchange my heavy load for a light load.
所以我会把你的重担变成轻省。
God says the answer is give up control.
神说你要放弃。
And every time I give up control, God gives peace.
每一次当我把我的重担就放弃的话，神就给我的安息。
Let me make a personal confession here.
让我给你有一个个人的告白。
When you're a preacher and you share from God's word,
你常常分享神的话。
You first of all share what God's doing in your life.
所以要你常常要说分享神在你自己生命里面做的事情。
And then you're able to talk about it with other people.
然后你再可以分享给他。
This whole point about giving up control.
所以整个就是把你自己的那个控制放出去，交出去。
I learned a very valuable lesson about 2 weeks ago.
我在两个礼拜前学了一个很有价值的功课。
After I was done studying the message, God just kind of hit me over the head with a 2x4.
当我在这个在查考圣经准备的时候，神忽然就觉得说，神用那个2x4的木头在重重的击打我。
You're aware that I am pastoring a church down in Del Paso Heights.
你知道我在 Del Paso Heights， 我在那里主理一个教
会。The church is about 80 years old.
这个教会已经有80年的。
Most of the congregation that is left at the church is anywhere from 65 to 90 years of age.
所以那个时候是这平均的年龄是65岁到90岁的会众。
Over the last 40 years,
在过去40年中
，they've not had the strength to be able to do any cleaning of the church.
这些老年人没有办法清洁他们的教会。
You know how in your home, oftentimes, stuff just accumulates and accumulates, and then you have to come to the day when you say, "I'm going to clean things out."
你知道，就像我们的家里面常常有很多东西，家里面旧东西已经堆了几十年了。我们就有一天说，我们要统统把它统统清理好。
And I had said to the leadership, we need to have a day when we clean the church out.
所以我跟我们这个教会，我那个旧的教会说，我们要早一天，我们把这个旧东西统统清理出来。
They said the only day that we could do it on is a Saturday, and I said that's right, but we have a congregation.That rents our church that meets on Saturday.
他说我们他我们在做这个最好的时间是礼拜六，但是礼拜六我们常说有很多这个要讨论这个施工会。
So I said I will first of all check with the church and see if on November the 3rd, we could somehow work something out that we could have a day that we clean the church up.
我想我们要在这清理这个教会，在10月3号的时候，我们来看看。是不是那天是好日子？
I went to the pastor of that church and I asked him the question and he put his hand on my shoulder.
然后我到那个教会的那个牧师就跟他说那天好不好？
He said, Pastor Jay, we're not going to have services on that Saturday.
他说我们在那天礼拜六我们没有这个崇拜。
So the first stumbling block was taken care of.
所以马上就说 OK， 第一个是问题解决了。
That meant that we could do it。
所以说那个就告诉我们跟那个礼拜六可以做了。
So we ordered the dumpster and we set the date。
我们就去订了一个大的那个空的那个东西来装我们的烂东西。
My congregation said, but we can't carry heavy stuff. We're too old. We can't do this.
那我在做的时候，那些我们的弟兄姐妹说，哎，我们年纪都大了，我们端不动，拿不动重东西了。
And I said to him, if God could take care of making the day available, God can take care of getting us people there.
他说啊，假如神能够给我们这个准备的日子，神一定会准备的年轻的力量给我们。
So I picked up the telephone and I said, I made two calls and I said, are there some men that can come and help us on November the 3rd?
所以我拿起电话打了样啊，说，哎，我们这里是不是有人有力气的人可以带来帮我们一起来做？
And we had set from 8 o'clock in the morning to noon to get the job done.
我们这样说，从八点钟到十二点上午，我们就希望能做完。
The day came, and I didn't know who was going to be there.
我不晓得谁会来。
I didn't sleep that night before because I was worried. I was trying to control this thing. I was trying to do everything I could to make it work.
那天晚上我就没有好好睡，就是非常焦急，到底有什么人来，我不知道，我不晓得怎么办。
And that morning as I'm leaving after I had spent some time alone with God and I'm on my way down to the church with the donuts and everything, hoping there'd be some people there that would help us, God said, I have it in control.
当我要到教会去，我就买一点豆呢，然后再带了去，然后就是非常担心到底会有多少人来。
I got there, there were 40 men who were there.
我到那时候，你猜有多少？有40个人已经在那里等到我了。
And in 2 hours, they did what we thought was going to take 4 hours.
在两个钟头就把我想象要在四个钟头以内所完成的事情。
Brothers and sisters, God says, I'm in control.
弟兄姐妹，神说，我在掌权。
I will take care of whatever you're trying to carry as a burden.
所以我会做你认为你应该负的那一切重。
And here's the last thing our passage says to us.
所以最后我们今天所念的经文告诉我们。
It says, learn to trust Jesus.
我们要学习怎么样子去相信耶稣基督。
Did you see what the verse says? It says, learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart.
他这里就告诉我说，你要从我这里学到，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And you will find rest.
然后你就必得享安息。
Well, my time is gone, so let me just mention the other two points quickly.
我的时间差不多了，现在我再还有两点很快的跟大家分享。
My last two points is this, start every day by filling your tank.
我的下面这个两点是说，每天都要把你的油箱加满。
How do you fill your tank?
你怎么样加满你的油箱？
Bible reading and prayer.
就叫念圣经，然后祷告。
And let me add one other thing, memorizing God's word.
让我加一条，你非但是要祷告，要念圣经，要去背那个圣经。
And my last point,
最后一点，
is stay connected with your church family.
是跟我们这个教会的大家庭有关。
I thank God for you who are faithful here every week that you come and worship together.
我谢谢神，让我们弟兄姐妹。每一个礼拜天都在这里，大家像一家人在这里。
And you who are visiting, I pray you'll be able to come back again and again and again.
假如你们还不是这个教会常来的弟兄姐妹，我希望你们从今以后能够常常跟我们一起来这里分享神的话语。
I'm going to close with two things.
然后我用两件事情来做结束。
God brought you here today to hear this.
神把你带到我们中间，今天要听。
Come to me.
到我来这里来。
All you who labor and are heavy laden.
凡劳苦担重的人都到我这里来。
and overburdened.
而且已经是完全你的超过你能够负担的。
And I will cause you to rest.
然后我就会给你的安息。
I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls.
我会把你的重担这个减轻，然后使你的身体能够得到重新得力。
Take my yoke upon you.
然后把我这个轻的担子。
And learn of me.
然后跟我一起来服从。
For I am gentle and humble in heart.
因为这里告诉我说，啊，这我心里是柔和谦卑。我。
And you will find rest.
然后学我的样子，你会就会必享安息。
Relief and ease and refreshment and recreation.
所以让我们把这些交托，然后把我们这些重新在神面前得力。
And blessed quietness to your soul.
然后我们在你心里面要很自己很经历很清醒的去啊得到神的啊祝福。
This is the most important invitation that I could ever offer to you.
这是我今天给你们最大的这一个啊邀请。
Jesus says, "Come, take and learn from me."
耶稣说来，然后负起，然后跟我一起来学习服这个我的儿。
I ask you to bow your heads as I close with this prayer.
我现在请大家把头低下。
At the end of every sermon that I write, I offer a prayer to God, and this is what I wrote down for this sermon.
在每一个我的崇拜，我都写下在一个祷告最后的。
Dear God,
啊，亲爱的父神。
I'm tired of being tired of all the time.
我实在是已经是烦到没有办法再来这个再烦了。
I'm tired of trying to control everything.
我已经烦到说我不要再自己要自己来控制我的生命。
I'm tired of life without rest.
我已经自己烦到我就说没有办法因为得不到安息。
And peace and margin.
在我们心里得不到平安，得不到我们这一切。
Forgive me for all the times that I've turned to other things.
啊，赦免我，我常常过这次都去找旁的事情来代替你。
For relief instead of you.
而且我们要找旁的东西来把我们这些重担能够压力能够发泄，而不是找你。
Today I come back to you.
今天我要到你的面前来。重新到你的面前。
Today I want you to be set the peace setter of my life.
我今天我要到你面前，要得到一个平安的设置人。
I want to stop trying to control all things.
而且我不要说自己来靠自己来掌管这一切。
That I could never control in the first place.
实际上我从头就不能自己掌管我的。
Forgive me for my arrogance.
赦免我是这么的骄傲。
Forgive me for allowing my insecurities and my ego.
是啊，谢谢你啊，赦免我的所有的这个没有得到这个平安，没有得到这个休息。
Forgive me for pridefully overloading my schedule.
而且赦免我，现在把我自己加重担在我身上。
Forgive me for filling my life with less important things.
而且原谅我把我自己的生活中间把所有不重要的事情都样样担起来。
So that I had no time for what matters most.
所以我把最重要的事情变成没有时间去做。
I want to learn from your model, Jesus.
我愿意主啊，我愿意学你的样式。
I want to be gentle and humble.
我愿意能够要柔和谦卑。
Like you, so I can have peace that you offer. Amen.
Amen.
Joe? Oh,